Hey, it's Christine Layton from Afternoons here. I'm about to introduce you to Phil Gore. On the weekend, he ran for 48 hours. He completed a run that totaled 321.6 kilometres, setting a national record. How are you feeling after what you achieved?
Yeah, I was a little bit sore this morning, but I actually pulled up a lot better from this race than a few of the other big ones that I've done. So normally I'm hobbling around on crutches, but I didn't need the crutches today, so that was a good sign.
Wow. What do you think was the difference this time around?
I was definitely a lot better prepared for this. So I was doing a lot more Ks leading up to it. Working with a coach and had a proper training plan in place. I think my body was just better prepared for it.
So what was it like crossing the finish line after 2 days of running? Can you describe the experience to us, Phil?
That last lap on that 48th lap, I already knew at the start of that lap that that was definitely my last one. I knew that the second last guy had dropped out. And so that last lap, those probably first 2Ks, I was going a lot faster than what I had been going. I was doing about 4 minutes per K. And I was looking at my watch and like, oh, might be going a bit quick here. I'll slow it down a bit because I don't want to injure myself and then I can't cross the line at all. So I slowed it back down and still coming in at a fairly quick pace though. And so across the line, I think it was about 33 minutes. And just like relief, elation, like everyone was there cheering me on. I could hear them as soon as I started coming down that last hill and people could see me. They just started erupting into applause and just a really good feeling crossing that line for that last time.
It's amazing. It's truly amazing. Is this the furthest you run? I'm assuming so.
Yeah. It's a personal best for me and Australian record. So.
Who helped you along the way? Was this a team effort to an extent?
Yeah, definitely. These sort of events, you can only go as far as the second last person pushes you. So Kevin Matthews, or Big Kev as he's known in the running community, he was a trooper. I was talking to him at about lap 42 and I was dragging him around the course. It's like, come on, get this one done. And he's like, yeah, I'll get this one done. And then you can do one more and you'll finish on 43. And it's like, I'm definitely ringing the bell after this one. I'm not doing any more. And he crossed the line and I told my crew, I'm like, hey guys, this is the last lap. Like, you know, don't worry. I'll just get this last lap done and we're done. And then, he's like, Kev hasn't rung the bell yet. He's still coming up to the start line. I'm like, well, we've just been talking about this. He said he was done. He's still going through. And so from lap 43 and people, he's pushed himself all the way to lap 47 and credit to everyone else. They encouraged him along the way as well. And he was just phenomenal. And if he hadn't done that 47 hours, then I wouldn't be going out for that 48th lap because you can only go as far as one lap more than the second last person.
My guest is Phil Gore. He ran for 48 hours over the weekend, 48 laps of Herdsman Lake. Just incredible. And you went without sleep for 48 hours as well?
Sorry, I did have a little bit of sleep. So on the first night, probably six of the laps, I was getting in quicker so I could have about 20 minutes to just close my eyes. And I don't know if it was proper sleep, but it was just relaxing my body and just sort of tuning out a bit. And then the second night, it was a little bit easier to try and fall asleep because I was a lot more tired. And it was pretty much as soon as the sun had gone down, each time I'd come in, it didn't matter if it was 15 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever, I would just lie down and just try and get to sleep. So I might have got maybe an hour of sleep if you add it all up over the two nights.
Wow. And how do you eat during an event like that, Phil?
So the crew is essential for that. So I'd stocked up all my food. I had it all labelled and instructions on how to prepare each thing. So my crew had all of those notes. And then I'd have on my plan what hour I'm going to be eating a proper meal at when I'm going to be having my snacks and that. So I'd come in from a lap and they'd be like, right, on your next lap, it's your lunch break. So what do you want? These are your options. And I'd just say, yep, I'll have this. So then while I'm out running, they're preparing the food. So we had a stove there. There was a kitchen that had a microwave and stuff in it. So, anything they needed to cook up, they could easily do that. And I'd cross the line. And I'd be standing there waiting with my food so I could start eating it as I'm walking back to the tent. And yeah, you get about a 15-minute break each time, so it's enough time to get food into you and get back out there.
Wow. Tell us about this record you set, Phil.
Yeah, so the original record was 46 hours. That was done in, I think, October last year. And my personal best was 39 hours. And yeah, so when I was planning, I was looking at the 46 hours being an achievable milestone for me to reach. And but yeah, sort of as you get closer to it, it just seems like further away. It just seems like such a big effort to get there. And yeah, when Kev was talking about dropping out at lap 42, I was like, well, it's going to be really tough to get to this record, but I'm happy. I've got a new PB. But yeah, people just kept talking to him in lap after lap, getting him moving again. Yeah, eventually we equaled the record, and that's where I thought it was going to end.
Wow.
When he got to lap 45, I'm like, okay, look, my next lap I'll equal the record, and that'll do. And no, he went out for one more, so I was like, okay, look, like I'm going out for another one as well, and got the record. And then they talked him into one more, and so then I got that magic 200-mile milestone.
Brilliant. What do you think about when you're running, Phil? That's a long time to run.
It is. I don't know what goes through my head. Sometimes it's just like thinking, what do I need when I get back from this lap? So, what do I need to tell my crew? I did have audiobooks as well, so I'd be listening on the night shifts. I'd listen to audiobooks, so that kind of keeps me distracted a bit. But with these sort of events as well, you've got, especially in the early days, you've got a lot of other runners out on course and all running at different speeds, so you can, run with different people who you might not normally run with. And so you've got someone there to talk to, keep yourself distracted. And but yeah,
And that helps
towards
you
the
get
end,
there.
yeah, I think towards the end, what's going through your head is like, why did I sign up for this? Why am I running for this long? I just want to go home and go to sleep. But yeah,
Well,
you just got to keep your eye on the prize. Like, just think about how far you've come and what you're going to get to. So.
you sound like a very disciplined person, Phil.
Yeah, I can be, I guess. Yeah, I'm very passionate about my running, so if I want to achieve something, yeah, I can be super focused on it and just keep working till I get it. So I was the last event I did like this, I got to 39 hours and I was absolutely broken at the end of it. I had to be carried away from the start line, and yeah, so I learned a lot from that and just thought, no, I want to do this properly and I want to actually conquer one of these races. And yes, yeah, so I just put my mind to it and focused all my training towards that, and
And that you
got to
did.
achieve an Australian record.
That's Phil Gore, set a national record on the weekend after running 321.6 kilometres in 48 hours.